Thank you. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance before we continue?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sorry about that. Announcements. There will be public information meetings taking place with New Water. There's actually one as we speak at the Village of Howard, and then there will be one on Thursday, May 12th, here at the Village of Alloway. We'll be discussing their long-term plan. Open house will be from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. with a brief presentation taking place at 6 p.m. So again, they'll be at the Village Hall on Thursday the 12th. So we thank them for doing two different presentations for us. And second announcement, with the resignation of Heather Gentry-Nimmer from the Parks and Rec Forestry Committee. Any other announcements from the board, from staff? Okay, then we'll move on to item number four, public comment. Anyone in the audience wish to speak on a topic this evening, please? Come on up. Would you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Barbara Avery, and I live at 617 Chantilly Row in what used to be called Park the Langley. A funny thing happened when I moved back here from California. I was living in California, but I will tell you that I'm a graduate of West High School, and I got a degree from Whitewater and also from UWGB and National University in California. Anyway, so I am local, even though I haven't been living here. When my father passed, he left me his house here in Alloway, and so I took it over, and then funniest thing happened. I got this motivation that I should pay back some of what Alloway did for my father. Alloway was wonderful to my father, and I wanted to pay back. So the supervisor, Joan Brusky, told me she wasn't going to run for re-election, and she helped me run for her seat. There was only one problem. There was nobody running against me, so I got elected. So I'm really new. I'm a novice. I don't know all the things that I could possibly do to help you all, but if there's something that is a county issue and you need help or you want to talk it over with me so that I can go to more educated people, I am here to help. I love Alloway. I am happy to be here. I was even happy to be here in the winter, but not overjoyed. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and welcome. And each of us was the first time office holder, so we all had to figure out the ropes as we went as well. Anyone else wish to speak tonight? All right, we'll close public comment. Move on to item number five, resolution 2022-06, thanking Andrew Fabry for his years of service on the Economic Development Committee. Andrew served on the committee since May 16th, 2017, and we'd like to honor him with a resolution and certificate of recognition for his service to the community. Could I get a motion on this resolution, please? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Second?
Second.
Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Item number six, resolution 2022-07, thanking Matthew Arnold for his years of service on the Economic Development Committee. Matthew had been on the Economic Development Committee since November 7th, 2017, and we'd like to honor him with a resolution and certificate of recognition. Could I get a motion on this item, please?
Move to approve.
Trustee Sampson. Second. Aye. Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 7, Resolution 2022-08. Wishing to thank Becky Nyberg for her years of service on the Plan Commission. Becky has been on the Plan Commission since April 18th of 2017, and we wish to honor Ms. Nyberg with a resolution and certificate of recognition. Could I get a motion on this item, please? And a second?
Second.
Trustee George. Any discussion on this? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 8, Resolution 2022-10, thanking Heather Gentry Nimmer for her years of service on the Parks, Rec, and Forestry Committee. Heather had been on the Parks and Rec Committee since April 21st of 2020, and we'd like to thank her for her service and provide a resolution and certificate of recognition for that service. May I get a motion on this item, please?
So moved.
Trustee Atwood, a second. Trustee Green, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 9, request from Linda Maxwell for a noise variance permit for the Bellin Run on June 11th. Mr. Clark.
Yes, this is the annual request for the Bellin Run, and actually Lynn couldn't make it tonight, but a couple other gentlemen are here to answer any questions that the board may have. Sean and Sash, I believe, that they've been here before, and you had the pleasure of speaking.
Okay. Can we get a motion to suspend the rules and let the gentleman speak? Trustee Green.
So
second
moved.
By Trustee Sampson. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Come on up, guys.
My name is Sean Ryan. I live at 1971 Prescott Place in Ledgeview. Not to be confused with the Packers' third-round draft pick, Sean Ryan. I'm not 6'5", I don't weigh 320, and I don't play offensive tackle. Now there's two of us in Green Bay. Oh, well. I'm the shorter Sean Ryan, for sure. So I'm here representing the Bellin Run. We've actually had a three-year hiatus. The last time the Bellin Run took place live was 2019. It was canceled both in 2020 and 2021 due to COVID. So it's been a three-year span since we had a live edition, but we're excited to be back live. We're expecting somewhere in the neighborhood of 8,000 plus runners. Numbers have trended down quite a bit the last 10 years. At one point, the Bellin Run had close to 15, 16,000 runners in it, and now we're at about half of that. So running as a whole has really diminished quite a bit the last 10 years. Hopefully it'll stabilize and maybe resurge coming out of COVID. This is the 46th annual Bellin Run. The course is much the same as in the past. The event is scheduled for Saturday, June 11th. Starting gun will go off at 8 a.m., and runners will be on the streets of Alloway from 8 until roughly 10:30, maybe 11 a.m. Usually we have some stragglers coming in on the sidewalks as late as 11:30, but that's a small trickle. So it's usually a 2 to 3 hour window of disruption. We work closely with public safety for all departments, including your designated enforcement officer, and other agencies to make sure all of the key intersections are monitored and in some cases barricaded, and the officers let traffic through whenever it is safe. We do always look at the possibility of using Beaupré as a cut across. I know we've never had to do that, but we try to limit parking to one side of the street in case we're forced to abbreviate the course for any kind of emergency or extreme heat, or I guess sustained weather delays. We've never had to do that, so if that scenario is not employed, we'll use the same course as in the past, which is south on Webster. They turn down Green, follow East River Drive back, they turn up to Libel, and then on the Baird and back into the city limits of Green Bay, right past the Village Hall here. There's four opportunities for fluids on the course to keep the athletes safe. We also have well-staffed medical stations that are produced by Bellin. I serve as the operational planner, so I work with a lot of vendors, contractors, coordinators, rental companies to make sure that the whole production goes off well. My associate, John Stolowski, he goes by Stosh, handles the entertainment, and that's where there's some noise and musicians on the course, so I'll let him speak to that.
Do you have to say where I live and all that good stuff?
Yes, please.
Okay. My name is John Paul Stolowski. I live at 1977 Maribel Lane in Green Bay. So you should have a spreadsheet sent to you of all the locations that will have entertainment spots. So it's very similar to what we've done in the years past. We just feel like the spots that we have the entertainment are good, safe spots for everybody. We try to keep them to as much business-orientated, so not residential, although there are some that fall in the residential areas, just to not wake people up and things of that nature. But we tell all of our entertainment also to make sure that they're not playing music or starting things up until 8,000 runners go by. Until they start running by, that's when they kind of start it up, and we have them keep it at a manageable level, and they have my phone call, or they have my phone number and things like that. So it's too loud or too low, I get the phone calls, and then I'm in contact with them that morning to make sure they do what needs to be done. But yeah, there's really hasn't been any changes to those spots for entertainment. There's DJs, like Sean said, we have a band or two that are on the course, and then we have Funflix puts up a big screen and plays like music videos and things like that too. But those are like the three major areas of entertainment.
Okay. Thank you.
Just one thing to add, in terms of neighbor notification, I always like to let the board know that we send out neighbor notification postcards, and Bellin has really raised the bar locally on what's expected. They send out a very elaborate, colorful flyer that includes the course map. They break the course into zones so the residents can quickly look at this map and see, based on what zone they're in, when will the runners be going by my house. And we send that out every year, and just to be comprehensive, we send it to every household from Mason Street to Highway 172 between the Fox River and the East River. So we cover not just the houses along the course, but everybody that's even remotely affected by it. We figure it's better to more adequately notify everybody than let somebody go unnotified. And that goes out, I think, about 7 to 10 days prior to the event. We don't want it to go out too early. We don't want it to go out too late. And I guess we'll open for questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just have one question on Beaupré again, because for the longest time there was never any no parking signs out, and then the first year the no parking signs went out, there was a huge wedding gathering. Yeah, exactly. We have a lot of new people on that street. Is there going to be some notification to this street about they'll only be parking on one side, just so we've got advance notice?
Yeah, there is additional notification in certain areas.
Awesome.
We will actually be leafleting door-to-door on Beaupré. We also leaflet all the streets around Astor Park because there's significant disruption to that neighborhood on Friday night with the kids run and the expo. So those ones, we don't depend on the mail service. We actually send people out on foot door-to-door to hang those on every door and answer any questions that they might have.
Thank you.
And I'm not sure which side of the street, Jason, we're locking down. Is it just the north or the south side of Beaupré?
It's been the north side. The south side this time?
Or, you know, it makes sense north, yeah, right?
Because they're taking a tight turn.
It's always been north, right?
Yeah.
So they can exit, they can still exit eastbound then even during, even if there were runners going by.
Yeah. And we've never had to use that before, but it was just, man, the first night and a wedding all at the same time.
Yeah, and that came up based on recommendations from Green Bay Fire as a medical precaution that if it was extremely hot, they wouldn't want us to let people run 6.2 miles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? I think we're good.
All right.
Thank you.
We appreciate
your time. Could I get a motion to take up the rules again, please?
So moved.
Trustee Green. Second, Trustee Deutsch. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. All right. May I get a motion on item number 9, please? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Second by Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion?
I'm glad to see you back.
Right. Reoccurring event. I don't think there have been any noticeable issues. John knows the area, knows the run. I think we're in good shape. All right. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 10. Fee increases for facility and athletic field rentals. Mr. Clark.
We're seeking authorization to proceed with some fee increases for facilities and some of our athletic fields and courts to take effect in 2023. Last time that we increased fees was back in 2017, and since that time, you know, we've had increases in staff wages, things like that, as well as increases in utilities, which, you know, we're just trying to make sure we stay ahead of some of those things so we don't fall too far behind. The increases are, the proposed increases are in red and green within the packet that you received. And we did bring this to the Park Rec and Forestry Committee, and they approved to proceed with the increases.
Okay. Any questions from the board? I had one I wanted to throw at you guys and see if it made sense to make a little bit of a switch. In terms of Category 1, should we change the hourly rental to be $25 instead of $20 an hour? Because that would line up with the 6 hours of time for the half days, and then make the full day, because that's 11 hours, make that $275 instead of $250.
Think that 25 would, for the 20, what was the other one?
For the full day rental, instead of 250, make that 275, because that again would be $25 an hour for the 11 hour period. Actually, it's 13 hours, but.
And that would be for both Category 1 and 2 then?
I would say so, yes. And the hourly rental to be in line more so with the hourly rate of the first two and getting closer to the full day would be 25 instead of 20. It's just a suggestion. See if everybody else likes that or not. You think that'll work?
I'd be okay with that. Chris, what's your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't see any issues with that.
Okay. Anything else?
Sure, just a general question. How often do you get renters come in and say, wow, that much? I'm guessing very rarely.
Very, very rarely, because, you know, if you look at the comparisons with some of the other communities and what they charge, you know, it's hard to compare apples to apples because not all the facilities are the same or have the same amenities within them. You know, since we last increased in 2017, we did a pretty major overhaul at that time, and since that time, we've you know, had good rental numbers and really haven't had a whole lot of issues.
And I'd be most concerned about residents, and they apparently think it's fair, so no
Correct.
Problem.
Okay, great.
Perfect. Thank you. Any other discussion? All right. Then we have a motion and a second. We don't have a motion. Pardon me. Could I get a motion for this?
I'll move to approve.
Trustee Genrich. And a second?
Second.
Trustee Green.
Sorry.
Approve the changes.
And I'm assuming the motion would include the changes
yes,
of
the changes.
25 and 275?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Now we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item 11, approval of a vendor permit, noise variance, and picnic license for the Pooches and Pints Summer Kickoff Special Event at Green Isle Park on June 16. Mr. Clark again.
Again, another annual event, just bringing this to the board for approval. Actually, this item and the next item go hand in hand. One is our spring-summer event, the other one is the fall event. So just looking for approval for the Pooches and Pints events for the noise variance.
Okay.
Picnic license and measure.
This is pretty much a rubber stamp. However, I would like to see the main contact information change from Matthew on both of these to you.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just so that they're on file.
Sure. Yeah, I can definitely change that over.
All right. Any other discussion on this item? Could I get a motion on this item, please?
Move to approve.
Trustee Sampson, second?
Second.
Trustee Genrich. Motion and a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 12, approval of vendor permit, noise variance, and picnic license for the Pooches and Pints Barktoberfest special event at Green Owl Park on September 10, 2022. Guess whose turn it is again?
Again, the same as the last items.
Understood.
Move to approve.
Second.
And would that motion also include the change of contact?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Any other discussion? Move to approve with the slight changes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item 13. Application for Class B beer and liquor license for Nook's Thai LLC at 1350 Marine Street. Gary.
Yes, this business just changing from filing as an individual to an LLC. So she does have to apply for a new license.
Does have to, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Is that a full year fee?
Nope, she would have paid it already.
Okay, so mm-hmm. It's just a change in the application. It's not an additional fee. Okay, mm-hmm. Just wondering about that coming through.
Yeah.
All right. Can I get a motion on this item, please?
Move to approve.
Second.
Trustee Atwood, second by Trustee Gennert. Any discussion on the item? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item 14, renewal applications for licenses to sell fermented malt beverages and intoxicating liquors from July 1st, 2022 through June 30, 2023. Carrie again, please.
Yes, I provided a list of all those who would like to renew their licenses, liquor licenses, both Class B and Class A as well.
I know we've got a couple of outstanding items in terms of delinquencies, so maybe we could make the motion to approve with those delinquencies only upon those delinquencies being addressed.
Agreed. There's one license that is applied for that's in the rears on a couple of liquor distributors, so those have to be satisfied before that license can be renewed. So, and, I don't know that it needs to be named, but they need to work to resolve that first. So.
And then earlier today we got an email regarding a couple of building inspection items. What I wasn't clear on is if those items, the building inspector is looking for 30 days to get them resolved. Is that 30 days from today, May 3rd, or from what point is that supposed to be addressed?
I think the inspection was April 19th, if I recall.
On one and March 22nd on the other. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
yes, Kevin revisited the individuals today, and my understanding after speaking this afternoon is
30 days from today.
Okay.
Where you understood you carried.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wasn't clear on that, so I'd rather ask than assume. Okay.
But just to be clear, those two licenses aren't going to be held up. We're going to work with those two to get the situation resolved.
Correct. Okay. As long as they're making a reasonable effort
right.
to address the issues, right. I think we continue along with the process there.
And maybe ask Kevin for a follow-up for our next meeting to see if these items have been addressed.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. So kind of didn't. I'll make a motion on this one to approve the licenses contingent on the outstanding payments being resolved and that the building inspection issues are just addressed in a reasonable fashion.
And I would second that.
Okay. Trustee Atwood. Any other discussion on this one? Trustee Sampson, maybe you or no? You look like you're going to...
Well, I just know from a procedural standpoint, you grant the license or you don't, and then do you come back later and revoke it, or is it appropriate to do the motion as was made that you don't issue them a license until a couple months down the line?
Well, in the one case where there's payments that are in arrears right now,
yeah.
both with liquor license and liquor distributors, we can't renew that right
can't
now.
Can't renew it until,
so,
it happens.
Until that's
about
satisfied.
The plumbing and the other ones?
That's a different issue.
Yeah.
Those two issues are different in the sense of that those are just...
Okay, so those two are issued a license, and
right.
that's a separate issue that we could pursue subsequent action if they don't.
Everybody on that list is approved with
yeah.
the exception of the one.
The one. Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
And they're all operating under the current license until June 30th.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
And the fees look like we've kind of reverted back to what they had been after a couple of discounts mm-hmm. and things because of COVID.
Yep. Okay. Back to the pre-established levels. All right. I believe we have a motion and a second on this item. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item 15, consent agenda, approval of the board minutes, accounts payable, items A and B. We can take those both at the same time, please. We get a motion on this item.
Move to approve.
Approve the consent.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll second it. I'll start looking up before I say anything.
Trustee Sampson. Trustee Atwood is a second. Any discussion on the item? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Item 16, report on 2021 MS4 Stormwater Annual Report to the WDNR. You're up, Sean.
The village owns and operates a storm sewer system pursuant to DNR administrative rules. On a yearly basis, the village is required to submit a report that summarizes the stormwater activities that we have undertaken during the previous year. Those activities with commit conditions include public education and outreach activities, public involvement and participation, illicit discharge detection, construction site pollutant control, post-construction stormwater management, pollution prevention, stormwater quality management, storm sewer system mapping, and submittal of an annual report. Some of the notable activities completed in 2021 include public education, outreach, involvement, and participation. The village used a number of delivery mechanisms to educate the public on stormwater issues that included All About Alley magazine, the village's webpage, Northeast Wisconsin Stormwater Consortium. We work collectively with them to put out seasonal stormwater messages to educate the public on stormwater related issues. Public Works and Village Board agendas often include stormwater related topics. Illicit discharge detection. In 2021, we hired McMahon Associates to inspect and screen a number of the village's storm outfalls. The village owns and operates 52 outfalls. McMahon inspected 15 of those last year. An illicit discharge is any substance discharged into our storm sewer other than clear water. construction site, post-construction stormwater management. Last year, we permitted six private construction projects, all of which were under 1 acre. Pollution prevention. Village owns and maintains 7 wet detention ponds to meet DNR water quality requirements in 2020. As you know, we had constructed the Bethel Baptist street sweeping from April to November. Village sweeps village streets. In 2021, we removed 117 tons of sediment and pollutants from village streets. Last fall, during the leaf collection, we made 5 round trips around the village collecting leaf matter. Any questions?
Nope, I don't think so. I think we're good. Thank you for pulling that all together and summarizing it. Could I get a motion to receive and place on file? Trustee Green, second. Trustee Atwood, who's looking up. Any discussion?
Just a shout out to Sean and everybody for putting this all together. It probably doesn't capture the effort by any means that goes into making this a successful report. So great job on all this. everything from the retention ponds to everything that's included. Good job.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Any other discussion?
Maybe just one quick question in terms of the ponds.
Yeah.
Does DNR require any additional ones in future years as they advance forward?
Yes. we do have, we're on our way to meet the DNR stormwater quality requirements, but additional ponds will have to be constructed in the future.
Okay.
Meet DNR stormwater quality and TMDL requirements.
Thank you.
As long as the door is open for post-approval questions, when they inspect for illicit, what would be an illicit thing? I mean, the people in other, when they catch somebody, is it like oil or gas or that kind of stuff? Or
it could be. Last year when we had inspected, we inspected 15. We had discovered 4 that had flow, and when we go out during dry weather. There's a certain period that we have to wait after it has last rained. I think it's 48 or 72 hours. We went out. We had discovered 4 with flow. Of the 4, 3 had detectable limits of ammonia, and we had traced that back to a swimming pool. And then two stormwater ponds, and we suspect that that was from goose poop.
Oh.
Detective work.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, one other thing. On the very last page where it listed the 7 ponds, it gave like acreage. Maybe I was missing a decimal point, but it looked like you had some pretty large ponds listed. Is that acre feet or some kind of different measure? Or maybe I was... Yeah, I think it was the page before that one.
We had specified there where the size.
Oh, drainage area.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. That wouldn't. None of those ponds are over an acre in size. Yeah.
Yeah, they're roughly speaking of what I mean. They vary in size, but yeah.
Drainage basin acreage. Gotcha. Yeah. Thank you. Right.
Any other discussion on this item? All right. We have a motion to receive and place on file and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Number 17, future agenda items. do we have a visitor who wishes to speak?
To suspend the rules to hear from
the
public.
Are we just here to observe?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm Senator Rob Cole.
Suspend the rules, if you don't mind.
Move to suspend the rules.
Second.
We have a motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Ready, sir.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Sorry to interrupt your meeting. I try to attend my municipal village meetings periodically. And in an ongoing effort to keep in touch on different things, here I am. So you know who I am. Keep in touch with me on, you know, whatever the issue might be. You know, I talk to Brad pretty regularly. We talked just the other day about the big expense coming from New Water, and I understand you've got a public hearing here. Informational hearing.
A week from Thursday, yes.
In Howard, mm-hmm. And I feel a little bit better about the whole thing than I did when I talked to Brad last Friday when he was doing brush cleaning outdoors. So, but and that's just one issue. There's lots of different things. I'm going to be sending something out shortly to talking about different things we did to help municipalities across the state. That'll be coming, but you know, try to help you when I can. You know, whether it's getting a fair reimbursement for Green Bay Correctional, the transportation of troublesome people, or other things, you know, who knows what else it might be. I've been trying to be helpful as best I can. So, be happy to try to answer any questions if anybody has anything else. But, you know, thanks for letting me interrupt.
Of course. We want to thank
you. Can contact your state senator. I'm not aloof. Pretty easy to get hold of. We've got a great staff that works with your economic development department regularly to help get monies that are available in different programs and help you with other issues. So
we definitely want to thank you for your involvement in getting us some of the reimbursement for the law enforcement expenses at GBCI. That is greatly appreciated. It helps us each year with the budget, so thank you for that.
Yeah, there was another successor bill that myself and Senator Ballwig from the WAPACA, that part of the state, and it didn't quite make it. It would have gotten even more money. So we're going to try that again next time.
Perfect. And whatever other attempt.
It's irritating to see that on your bill. It's like, here's, you know, you're getting glad and you think, hey, this should be the state paying for this. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it should be.
And whatever other attention or spotlight you can keep focused on GBCI, we'd appreciate that as well.
Well, get ready for a little longer slog on that one. But, yeah.
Understood.
Keep the focus on it as best you can, and at some point they'll move ahead and terminate the thing. You know, who knows?
Understood. Anyone else have any questions?
Chairman here, Senator Colton, if I could ask Clara, if you want to expand upon your remarks, I think I heard you say you've learned a little bit more about this new water thing. And that's been a pet issue of mine because they're talking about raising the half of their budget that is capital expenses. It's about 5% a year for the next 20, might even be more than that, 5 to 7% for the next 20 years. And I look at that and saying they're sucking all the play out of, you know, we're going to have some needs on the infrastructure side in Alloway. I also serve on the Water Commission. And, you know, that pipeline is relatively new and built for, but, you know, their expenses. And if they do 5 or 7% a year, that's concerning. If they don't also cut their operational side, you know, down to zero a year, then it would average at 2 or 3 or 4. But if they're going to increase it, then, and plus we bill. They don't bill retail customers. They bill the village, but the bill for combined water and sewer goes out with our name on it. And that's all you hear when you go door to door is that water and sewer are so high. So if you've heard something that, you know, ameliorates that, I'd like to hear it.
The only two people out at the public information event at Howard tonight was myself and John Kennedy, who used to work at the Metro. He had a significant position there. He's now retired. Nobody else was listening online.
Wow.
Now, what this is going to do for the first year, it'll be about $15 to $20. It's $23 a week, a month right now for a typical three-person $15 to $20 for the year, the first year. Now, they've been, if you look at the cost over a 20-year period, they've been spending about $25 million a year. And this would only be $21 million a year, this 20-year plan. But we didn't get to operating costs tonight. We were looking at different things, and I was the only one asking any questions. So, yeah, the municipalities, yeah, you've got to defend it to your constituents.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, it's like, hey, how did this happen? So ask some tough questions when this thing, what is it?
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
I'm sure they made a good case for why it's necessary, and everybody wants clean water.
Absolutely.
But they want good roads, too, and good parks and everything. And
yeah, I mean, the way I look at it, we want to convince them of good value. I mean, you know, the people that we all represent, are they getting value for this, or is it superfluous in some way? So, you know, if there's pressure on them that, hey, you got to sharpen the pencil and reduce some of the costs somewhere along the line, you know, then they got to go back to their engineers and come up back with a different plan. So what's the plan if it does pass the commission? I think it's in June they're bringing it from the commission under the current scenario.
Yeah.
Then the DNR looks at it for another 6 months, give or take. So they've got a group of experts. So that's not the final thing. But pressure, as you all know, can change things. Just change it up front. So, but I got to tell you, I mean, I feel better than I did when Brad and I talked Friday, because I learned a little bit more about it. But I'd like to learn more, too, on the finance. So it sounds like you're going to ask some tough questions when they're here.
Oh, we already have. I mean, and he gave a great presentation. I'm sorry, I forget the gentleman's name, the executive director.
Tom Sigmund.
And he did a really solid presentation. And they can make the case that it's necessary, at least for the capital improvements. But I'd like to see him, and I don't know. Another issue, and I don't know if you got into it, Brad, is they're kind of insulated from political pressure, you know, the way they report to the county board. And we've got our new rep here, you're not going to get a kick at that can, because it really doesn't come to the county board level. It kind of reports strictly to the county exec, and maybe that's great. Maybe if in a perfect world you reinvented that thing, you insulated from politics. On the other hand, they don't have to mail out the bills. So we wonder sometimes if they are sharpening their pencils. But when you talk about applying pressure, you know, we've asked about getting at least one municipal representative on their board, and that didn't go anywhere. You know, somebody who has to levy taxes and answer to the voters. And I'm sure I got the impression they're excellent people, very knowledgeable technically, and probably trying to do their best. But like I say, when those new bills keep going up 7% or 5% a year, we're the ones that hear it from constituents, because it's linked in with their water bill.
Yeah, I hear it too.
Yeah.
So yeah, we want to make sure we're getting good value for what they're doing, and some of this stuff to understand, or clarify.
Well,
what are all these different technological things that are cleaning the water up, and how soon do you need to replace them? But then you brought up the operating costs that did not come up tonight. So that's, but I plan on attending a couple of these meetings to get further, adept on what's going on here and being able to defend it when people say, hey, how the heck did you let this happen?
No, and I'm not totally critical. I appreciate that they're making this outreach, and maybe this is the plan, and they've got to answer to the EPA and the DNR, and they have to do all this stuff and spend every single dollar, at least by having these outreach sessions. Now we know why it is, and if the taxpayers, you know, have an issue, we can help explain and say, you know, we all want clean water, and this is the cost. We've done due diligence, and it seems like a good plan, and I'm encouraged that you thought it sounded like a solid plan.
Well, I'm feeling better about it, but I've got a bunch of material I'm going to go over more, and I've got my staff looking at the DNR piece of it and exactly, you know, what authorities that the DNR have to modify it, if any. Is it just sign off on it, you know, yes or no, or can they actually go back and say, hey, what about this section? And try to find that out.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
So, just one of the many little dilemmas that we've got.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Could I get a motion to take up the rules again, please?
So move.
Trustee Genrich and Trustee Atwood. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Staying with item 17, future agenda items. Any of my fellow trustees have something for a future agenda? I had one item. I don't know if it'll be an agenda item or just something we can work with the CellCom Marathon team about. We have the Bellin Group here. My house is on the proposed marathon route, and their distribution of materials consisted of a postcard which said, "We're coming to your neighborhood." In small print, "Your home or business is located on or near the course routes for the CellCom Marathon. Go to the website for more details." I don't know if that's going to give the residents enough information to realize what's going to be happening in front of their house the day of the event. Not that it will close roads in the same manner as the Bellin. We know it will. We're based off of the presentation, we're only going to get about 800 runners going through Alloway. But for a first-time event, people are used to the Bellin. For a first-time event with CellCom going through, I don't know if this provides enough information. So our next meeting doesn't take place until after the race. So I don't know if this is something we can bring up with them for a post-race review, or if there's a way, like the second Sean Ryan mentioned about door-to-door, maybe the people on the route itself need a different flyer within the next 10 days so that they can be aware that you're going to have this traffic on the 15th, I believe the date is. So just an idea.
We had a hand work with Ryan to put together a notification with a lot more detail and with the route provided. Did you see that? It was emailed out, I believe it's on our webpage.
Okay. No, I understand that, but what I'm getting at is what did the residents along the route, what did they receive? And Brad's reading.
Yeah, I know this was pretty vague. That's why we have followed up with a more in-depth notification, about 4 or 5 pages. That's on our webpage, and we had emailed that to those that are on our email list.
Understood. And that is, every little bit helps. I've seen it posted on Facebook. I'm just wondering about if a village resident is along the route and doesn't see those things, are they going to be caught off guard? Is there something else that the race personnel can do to help communicate what's going on?
We had indicated, I would need some more detail, but in that notification, we had indicated that that the parking lane or shoulders of the roadway will be closed, and where those are located, and then they may have mentioned that the cones would be used to what we call soft close those areas, mm-hmm. that the runners will be spaced out. And
I think, and I don't mean, I'm not trying to argue with you whatsoever. I think the plan itself sounds like it will work out very well. I just don't know if we're properly notifying the people who are going to be along the route well enough. That's all I'm getting at.
I would just chime in from my neighborhood where the first time no parking met wedding. People need a heads up, and that card being color just makes a huge difference if they're going to do it again next year or if they can go door to door.
And it may be not something where they can do fast enough for this year.
Yeah.
I hope there'd be something that they could do if it's, just the street, just the literally the route and the homes along that road, not necessarily the wide variety of closures for the Bellin that they said they cover this vast area with extra information. Just, the homes along, I don't have the route in my head, but along Libel, when you're coming up, I can't remember what it is, to get from Libel across Webster.
Briar Lane.
Is it Briar the whole way?
Yeah.
Okay, then, just those homes, maybe they need a little bit of extra information just to say, hey, this is happening to you guys.
I can give them a call and voice your concern to him and find out if there's anything that he can do mm-hmm. in addition to what he's already provided.
Understood. Anyone else?
No, it'll be an interesting first year. It's an interesting first anytime we start shutting down parts of roads.
I just feel, though, it's been on the news. I saw a Green Bay Press Gazette thing on it. It's all over social media that it is coming to Alloway and that the route has changed. So I do feel they have, I mean, if they mailed it to people, people have to own it by looking it up and seeing it. Like, they live there. The postcard was put there. They, if they were interested, they could own that piece and look it up and say, hey, I'm going to be affected by it. We can't hold everyone's hand to help them through that. But it's everywhere. The CellCom notifications have been everywhere. So at the same time.
Got it. Any other items for future agenda? All right. Then we'll move on to item number 18. Could I get a motion to convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session? Specifically, potential developers' agreements.
I will move to move into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985. I guess that's 1E.
May I have a second on said motion? Trustee Deutsch. All right. Roll call. Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
Trustee Harris is aye. Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
We are in closed session. We are back in open session, and there is nothing to report from the closed session that was just completed. So we'll move on to item number 20, adjournment. Can I have a motion to adjourn, please?
So moved.
Trustee Green, and a second from Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.